The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
And he's got, like, these sunglasses on? It's a bit dark. It's already nighttime, bro.
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
Look at this dude's hair. It's like a mullet mixed with a rat tail meets, like, whatever the hell the rest of it is.
Professor Batch.
Diet soda? That's so hot.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
But I have never ever seen anyone with so much disrespect for the law. I hereby send you to serve 90 days community service. You will serve your time teaching children.
Must be from one central gang in the area. Sarge, these guys are organized. They're popping up in neighborhoods all over.
And it's people like me that have made this country what it is today.
Steel, don't be stupid. Just because you know a few kung fu moves, don't think you can take down his whole organization.
Blake Steel is here? Take him out!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the number one Tubi podcast featuring two Australians and a Canadian. This is the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, right here at the Super Network. I am your host, Super Marcy, and with me, as always, is the one and only, the terrible Australian, B. Jermaine. Hello, B. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing well. Just sweating up a storm in the weird, wacky Melbourne summer. How you going?
Surviving the same weather since we live in the same city. So. Yeah. But I am cooling down as much as possible, just so.
Yeah, well, we're trying. And we are also joined by our regular third co-host, the one who is a professor, Mr. Batch. Hello.
Good day.
Good day to you.
I warned both you guys last week because you made me sit through the friggin' peanut butter solution. I was coming back with backup, and I'm not alone today.
No, you are not alone.
So joining us this week is my brother from another mother, my WebTales companion, Mark Chevalier.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome.
Woo. Y'all done fucked up now. There's two Canadians on this show.
Now we are the number one Tubi podcast with two Australians and two Canadians.
You're goddamn right.
Yeah. And,
the Battle of
What are you doing different shows, huh? You should be only doing one show.
He's cheating on you. But welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark. This is the official first crossover of the Super Network and WebTales crossover. Very exciting. And, yes. This is a very special episode, not really, but we are going with our first Patreon-voted Tubi movie. And, of course, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Yes, we had a poll.
We should explain to Mark what this show is, because he has no idea why he's here.
Yeah, he's going to find out very soon, but...
I had to learn how to use Discord to get on here, so...
Well, for this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, we put it up to our Patreons to vote for what we will watch. We will do this every fourth pick. And they have picked for us Kindergarten Ninja. So, Mark, Tubi Tuesdays, we are going to watch this entire fucking movie, all 1 hour and 17 minutes and 30 seconds of it. And do some nice, lovely commentary while we do it.
I'm so sorry, Mark. I'm so sorry. I tried to warn you.
So people actually wanted to watch this movie, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Apparently.
Or they just want us to suffer that much.
I don't know. I'm just making sure we're all set up. Sorry for... yeah, we're all good. So, yes.
I'll say this, Marty. Even though the movie itself is... I was just saying, like, even though the movie itself is, like two, says it's 2 hours and 17 minutes, but given, like, how Tubi likes to throw ads at us whenever yes. possible, this movie may go for at least 3 hours.
We, there's 4 of us, so we're going to get ads at probably very random times, so whenever there is an ad, yeah, sorry, I'm cutting you off.
The degree of difficulty for this podcast just increased by 1.
It did. But we will yell
so
ad.
We could all have different.
Yes. We're going to have ads.
We could all have different ad times?
Yes.
More than likely. But if there's an ad, we all right. just yell ad. The rest of us will pause it, and we'll go from there.
Right. And if you're playing the Tubi Tuesday drinking game, anytime one of us gets an ad, drink or smoke or imbibe, however you do, because sometimes that's the only way to get through these goddamn movies.
That is most freaking true.
I'll have to go get my bottle of scotch.
You will need all the help you can get.
And we're prepared for the madness, and for all our listeners out there who have never listened to any of our previous episodes of Tubi Tuesdays...
How dare you?
How dare you? Exactly. Second, what you need to do is go to Tubi, find the movie Kindergarten Ninja, and we'll be playing the movie from the very start, so that way our commentary will be in sync with the movie.
As much as possible.
Sure, yes. But I'm pretty sure this commentary will still be fun even without watching the movie. Because that will either be a blessing in disguise if you don't have to watch the movie. But that being said, though, as we've stated before, Tubi does have a habit of playing ads since it is a free streaming service. So since we're all watching it from different copies, ads will definitely appear at different times on all ours. So whenever one of us gets an ad, we'll just shout out ad, then we'll stop stop the movie, like our listeners. And then, or us as well, while we're watching it. And then once the ads are finished, just say finished, and then we'll go back, press play again, and go back into the movie. So these episodes tend to be a train wreck, but that's what makes them so popular, apparently, because they're our most popular show at the moment.
And that's why we're number one, baby!
Number one! As the Iron Sheik would say, we are the real... We're Iron Sheik class, baby.
Exactly.
Even I like this show. Go away, Craven. This isn't your podcast. There's no Spider-Man on this podcast.
Craven always loves the show.
But before we do...
It's funny how that is, man.
Hey?
Before we get to the show, I think yes. it's important that we ask Mark... Mark, this is your first time on Tubi Tuesdays. What is your experience with Tubi itself prior to being on this show?
Well, I used it once to watch a movie for another podcast, and it ended up being this terrible Canadian horror movie called Things, which is probably one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen in my life. It's basically unwatchable, and I hate that I'm saying this because I'm probably giving ideas to your listeners for future Tubi Tuesdays. And I don't want to put any of you through that.
we'll leave it as a Patreon picks show, but leave it way, way down the list.
Why am I doing other podcasts? What are you doing other podcasts, Mark?
But yeah, we're happy that you're on the show to bring your second dose of Tubi goodness. Whether this movie will be better than the Things...
I sure hope it is.
We'll see.
I mean, the production values might not be, but the fun certainly might be.
Indeed. But we'll get started and on this movie.
Yes.
Now, we've all got our copies ready. Now, is everybody ready?
Yes.
I am ready.
I'll ever be.
Yes.
I'm in the future. I'm 1 second, but it's good enough.
Yes. All right, so I'll count us down, and then... we play the movie when I say go. So counting down from five in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. And the subtitles are on, thank God. I can see what's happening.
Yep.
Sprocket!
Sprocket flips. That doesn't sound low budget at all.
Steve, this is probably the most expensive thing in this entire movie, is that one.
Okay, I'll make the joke again. Isn't that the guy from Twin Peaks, like the Colonel guy?
Oh, my dog is here and he's licking my face.
Aww.
Freddy, stop it! He wants to watch Kindergarten Ninja, but he doesn't like this dude having a chat for some reason.
Now, we should let everyone know that Kindergarten Ninja is bringing us a message from DARE, the Anti-Drug Corporation.
Boo!
Oh, man. Narc.
Yep.
Narc.
Bean, do you want to...
Next movie, Narc.
Do you want to... America's Best Karate Expert. Bean, do you want to give us a backstory on this movie?
Well, from what I understand, I remember this because we talked about this episode, this movie back years ago when we had Jason Adams from Joe Blow on one of our, like, best of the worst episodes. And he talked to us about this movie. And apparently, the star of this movie, Dwight Clark, was this NFL wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. And he's the lead of this movie, which, of course, was made to be kind of like help our kids to get them off the drugs and off crime.
Boom!
And this movie, as you probably obviously cannot easily tell as we're watching it, was made in 1994, but it feels like it came out and was made in 1980. But it only
Not ironically.
No. This isn't like a Wolf Cop type thing where they wanted to deliberately make it feel like a movie of a specific period.
This movie should be Kindergarten Wolf Cop.
Yes. What was this?
A sitcom.
This is like the intro to, like, Family Ties or something.
Is this the opening to Perfect Strangers?
Scaring the little girl!
No, we're going to go random on bang. It'll be all right.
I think he just bangs a bunch of women. I think that's his character arc. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's his story.
That's a different lady, isn't it? And there's another one!
That's another lady! What's with this guy?
What are his secrets?
Jesus.
Oh, you need to get him Coke and fries. Oh my God. What? You don't do that.
He's on a double date. He's dating two different women at the same time.
Yeah.
Those two kids are like just, they're picking up tits. They're looking at this guy.
Another one. What the? What?
Those two kids are like, can you believe this fucking guy with all these ladies?
Yeah.
I just like how the extras are like pissing themselves laughing about being extras in a movie called Kindergarten Ninja.
And now there's another lady. Oh my God, why is this filmed like a secret, like expose on the life of like NFL players or whatever the hell it's
called?
Look at
that.
Look at that guy's mustache.
Amazing.
This is beyond amateur hour.
This guy just turned left.
Is that Chris Evans as the cop?
Yes.
Why am I watching this?
Okay, now it's turning cops with the dash cam.
Old school dash cam.
That's totally Chris Evans.
This is the weirdest episode of Cops I've ever seen.
Yeah. Is that a cops or a porno? I'm not sure.
I haven't decided yet. I mean, the guy's had so many ladies.
Yeah. We got plenty of beer, officer. Want a beer while you're working? Ah, Corona!
Again! The fucking Corona!
This is the third time in all of our podcasts that the word Corona has been popped up in the last 2 months. This is creeping me out.
And we mentioned Joe Rona every episode on WebTales. Our podcast is available.
Oh, look, it's David Lynch. Oh, wait, that's on you.
Jesus. Now, in saying this, Pete and I actually did watch this a while ago with our friend Haley, because we were in lockdown and we had nothing better to do than watch Tubi. And
that was
I just can't even with this movie. This isn't even the weirdest shit. The weirdest shit is still to come.
Indeed.
Well, so far it feels like a bad 80s Canadian commercial for like... if you try to bribe a cop with this beer, you will go to jail.
So don't do that, eh?
Don't do that.
This looks like one of those fake movies that was in Boogie Nights.
Oh, my God.
The judge is the director's cousin.
Oh, now we're in heaven, and I'm not even kidding. This is legit heaven. They're talking about this dude. And wait till you see who's in heaven. And I don't know why this is here. I really don't.
That's Charlie Chaplin.
Really?
That's meant to be Charlie Chaplin.
Yes, I imagine he'd be in heaven like that.
George Washington.
Elvis. The worst Elvis impersonator.
Oh, it's Bruce Lee.
Kung Fu. Okay.
That is meant to be Bruce Lee, by the way.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
It's like a child who's pretending to be Bruce Lee, okay.
They couldn't even get one of those Bruce Loitation actors.
Who's the guy in the sunglasses supposed to be?
I have no idea.
I don't know. And you can tell they're angels by wearing 3-year-old angel wings.
Yeah.
Is this meant to be God?
I think it is.
Why? Why is this in this movie?
There's some fantastic mustaches in this movie so far.
I like how the angels were wearing plaid pants.
Well, you know, they told them to come that dance set with plaid pants and a white t-shirt. That'll be a wardrobe for the day.
When I die and go to heaven, if I don't see angels wearing plaid pants, I'm going to be very disappointed.
If everything doesn't look like this when I get to heaven, I'm peacing out of there.
The guy that plays God could be a killer Ron Perlman impersonator.
That look like Ron Perlman.
Like the cheapest Ron Perlman impersonator. Yes.
That's Senor Ron Perlman.
Jesus.
His Mexican equivalent.
Oh my God.
He'll work for beer.
These swipes are amazing. Something you could use on like a Movie Maker on PC.
I think they made it that way.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. If Mark and I made a movie, this would probably be what it would look like with our skill level right now.
Yeah, probably.
Why are we watching,
is still much better than things.
Why are we watching scenes that have already happened?
I don't know. I think they went to the No Retreat, No Surrender school of filmmaking.
We got a pad at the runtime, brother.
old mate over there thinks he's styling and profiling like he's Ric Flair, but it's so not working for him. I killed the show.
I do like his rapper pendant gold chain.
And now we don't see Bruce Lee's face.
Is that a picture in picture?
It's a picture in picture.
What the fuck?
What are you going on right now?
I don't know. What the hell was that?
What the hell? Bruce Lee teleported there.
He did. He's come from heaven to save this man.
He's got to straighten him out of his life and get him off the women and the alcohol.
Get him off those coronas. Yeah.
Some street toughs. Whoa.
it's Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's multiple Mark.
Oh, my God.
I just like how everyone, like, these kids just know how to do karate. Are they Cobra Kai?
You've seen Cobra Kai, right? Everybody knows karate in the Valley.
Apparently. I think we've lost Mark. He's frozen on the funniest face.
I popped
the movie, Mark. We don't stop there.
Buzz.
Oh, shit. Am I meant to pause it? No, he's back.
No,
I'm at 10:10.
I popped you with that joke. I popped you with that joke and it froze the feed.
Probably my shitty internet.
I like how the main character's name is Blade Steel.
Blade Steel. Blades of Steel.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Lee's, like, fighting through this dude.
Hasta la vista.
We never see his full face, either.
No.
I remember, Marcy, when we were talking about this movie on, you know, with Jason Adams, and he brought up, oh, yeah, there's one aspect where taught, like, martial arts from the ghost of Bruce Lee. It's like, that's no retreat, no surrender.
Yeah!
I know I'm awesome, right? I'm a gambler, a loser, a womanizer, a sinner. I'm fantastic.
But I'm a pro football player. He's like 65.
He's a hard 28.
Oh, that's true. This guy looks like discount Craig T. Nelson. Like, I feel like this is an episode of Coach I'm watching right
oh
now.
Oh my god.
Move that camera up!
Fade to black. Oh, wait, the movie's still going.
Damn it!
Isn't that John Tesh?
Now I gotta go do some community.
He just throws up and he's like, I'm here to do work. I'm Blade Steel. I'm changing my name to Blade Steel.
Blade Steel is a porno name. Hey, Elliot Gould. Oh, wait, that's funny.
Hold on, I like that look. I'm going to steal it.
Oh, my gosh, a girl. I got to run away.
Why did he want girls' PE? What's wrong with him?
Because he's a sexist, misogynist pig.
Look at this loser. Let's beat the shit out
of him. Oh, Batch, looking suave, mate. Looking suave.
I love it,
Batch. That's really cool. You gotta go to your squash game.
Now, for anyone who doesn't know, we're actually doing we're doing this via video, so we can see what we're all doing as we're watching it, the movie. So
it's just making it even better.
As I say, little. That joke was just for you guys.
Little Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they hired this dude out of off the street to take care of kids.
Apparently.
Yep.
Why does that sound vaguely familiar? They rip off my movie.
It's not a tumor.
I should have been in the Kindergarten Ninja. It was meant to be the sequel.
That would have been amazing.
He carries around his rookie card as a way to get laid.
Oh, that explains everything.
No, he probably only shows it around and says, see, I'm famous for this card.
See, I play football.
Oh, why don't you just give these to all your friends? Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
Let's see, 1994, this was the year where Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, The Shawshank Redemption, Clerks, Ed Wood, and so many The Lion King, and so many classic movies came out ahead of their time, but yet this movie doesn't feel like it came out in 1994.
She's the mom of all those kids.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Actually, that's all his kids with all the women he's been dating.
Well, probably. This movie. Old mate doesn't need a sperm bank.
That's the swerve at the end of the movie. They find out all the kids are his.
Okay, what's happening now? There's,
I don't know.
This guy's supposed to be a detective? He looks homeless.
Oh my god, look at her hair.
That's a Canadian tuxedo right there, boy.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's not wearing a denim shirt. It's almost there. He's underdressed. Yeah.
What the fuck?
The kid's on drugs.
The kid though collapsed from drugs. Wow, the acting performances are riveting.
All these little kids are on drugs.
It's so bad. We have to stop it.
What is a franchise drug? I'm so confused.
Cancel dinner. Cancel dinner. Cancel dates. Cancel culture.
I'm acting with my hand. I'm pointing to you. Now I'm pointing to you as I deliver these lines.
I swear these are just the same shots we've seen over. Oh, I just slept with the teacher.
He slept with someone.
Got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. He's not the teacher and the nanny and that lady down the street.
Oh, my God.
And Bruce Lee, evidently.
Now he's spooning with Bruce Lee.
Oh, I got an ad coming in.
Oh, shit. Ad.
Oh, okay, six, four, three, two, one.
Oh. Pause.
I'm at 15:39.
I'm at 15:45.
Tell us what ads have you got, Mark.
What? Yeah, we got to know.
I got Poshmark, where it looks like she's taking ads of things that they're about to sell online. I guess it's a fancy Etsy.
They're
picking out things out their closet. Buy and sell fashion.
Ooh.
There you go. $15 off your free order if you use offer code CatWash. Oh, I got a car ad.
Oh.
Like, if you're watching it on your TV, they usually kind of tell you what's left.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Tubi a lot, but, geez, their ads go on forever. Sometimes they go on for, like, 5 minutes.
And sometimes same ad 5 times.
All right. Back.
I'm at 15:50.
Same here.
Awesome.
Oh, he's not wearing white for once.
He actually wore a shirt and tie.
Why are we only 15 minutes into this movie?
This movie feels like it's already been an hour.
Kid's got a question. What's a Nubian?
My kid was talking about his shitty skills. Sorry.
I like how the looks on some of these kids like, I don't know what I'm doing. What can I do? I don't know how to act. Even that kid right there.
They're just literally paying him out for his fucking shit football skills.
As he should, he's probably a shitty football player.
Yeah. Guy who peaked in high school.
Now they all need to go to the bathroom, so I'm assuming they're all going to wee them pants.
I'm pretty sure I dressed exactly like that kid with the baseball hat and the purple shirt back in the
day. Oh my god, they're making fun of him for getting arrested. Because you're an alcoholic!
You should just come back with a list of drug dealers, like you little
shits. Hell yeah, it does!
Can we be alcoholics too?
It's at this point I realize I think I'd rather be watching the Peanut Butter Solution with all that weirdness. Then whatever this is.
I think Connie should make an appearance in this movie.
Connie needs to be in this movie. Connie would whoop some ass in this movie.
His pubes would whoop the ass in this movie.
I like the karate side. It just has that line down the middle.
Jesus. Karate!
Karate!
Cobra Kai, this is not.
This is Cobra Lee.
Oh, here's the mentor.
I got it. This is Cobra. Oh, hi!
Obviously, this class is taught by Zatoichi, the blind sword.
Yes, he's blind mentor for some reason. They don't know. But he's a far better actor than the football dude. Blade Steel.
Best subtitle ever, speaking foreign language, even if I couldn't be bothered to say what language it was.
I love the subtitles. They're amazing.
It's amazing that, like, even though we did see the actor who played Lee at the beginning, his face, but it's like now they're going out of their way to show his face at all.
Yep.
When maybe they recast him.
They recast Bruce Lee?
Yeah, like, the other guy can only do one day, and then they have to find someone else.
There are six different Bruce Lees in this movie.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't be surprised if the teacher here is actually one of those.
One of them is black, one of them is female.
Wah?
That's not a real accent.
I don't think anything in this movie is real.
Well, he thinks he's so good because the guy's blind. For shame.
How did he know he was wearing shoes?
You're not going to punch a blind man, are you?
He thinks he's going to kick his ass.
Oh, it's a very obvious, like, this footballer. I believe he actually was a real-life football player who got roped into this movie.
Yeah, he
it's
was.
It's very obvious that he is. It's very
what
obvious.
What is he doing?
I was just about to say, it's clear that he doesn't know how to not doing anything.
And he got kicked on his ass.
And he deserves it.
What was that?
That was a weak ass super kick.
I do better super kicks than this guy.
What a
apparently this was the director's first and only movie.
I can see why.
No!
I wonder why.
And he also played Bruce Lee in this movie.
What? Why?
Although he was a production designer on a movie called Bionic Ninja.
That's the sequel to this movie.
Yes. Gotta get that product placement in there.
It's all part of the Tubi cinematic universe.
They've been building it for 30 years.
Wow. Why does this movie exist?
You like my dojo? It only cost $5 to put together.
My sunglasses cost more.
Well, no, I'm not licensed.
They are paid for it with that Coca-Cola endorsement right there.
I wonder if Coca-Cola is even aware of this movie.
Oh my god!
D.B. Coopers?
Look at that white.
Calling our friend Denny Louis. We need to get him on this 2B Tuesdays episode now just to talk about this. Is this D.B. Cooper?
Are these drug dealing kids? What's going on?
I have no idea.
I like there's a kid back there wearing a t-shirt that says bum.
The ginger churro is my favorite.
These kids fucking have more money than me. What the fuck?
Those kids probably sell more weed than I do.
Marcy, this is probably the racketeering that Danny Broom was a part of.
Oh, that makes sense. What drugs, Denny?
I was working with this group, and then we were attacked by a guy who was like a football player who was like trained by the ghost of Bruce Lee.
Oh my god, how much longer of this movie? Take a drink. I've said the time twice. That's two drinks already.
I like that there's a character here that you just said the name Hector Machete.
Hector Machete.
I gotta stop snorting when I laugh. Yeah. What is up with that dude?
It's a ginger cholo.
It is! What the fuck?
No, that's Alex Jones. Looks like him.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
I was in Kindergarten Ninja. Conspiracy. He wasn't a ginger cholo. He was 45 and he was Mexican.
Oh, my God. What am I watching?
I beat up these kids because they didn't believe the frogs were going to turn.
Guy likes to see a Terminator.
Bullshit.
I don't know. My head hurts.
Doesn't this guy realize he's literally beating the shit out of kids right now?
Yeah. And he thinks he's tough because of it.
Yeah. That's how you gotta keep the kids in line these days.
That's how you get the drug business working, people. You just gotta beat the shit out of kids.
What is with this wife? Oh my god.
Okay, I gotta
add. Oh, add.
I'll add.
Add for Batch. Okay. We're at 24:07.
First ad I've had in like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
That is true.
When's our ad coming?
It's your fault, Mark. It's your fault. I brought you here, and now I'm getting ads.
Yeah, I'm infecting you with my Canadian ads.
The Canadian ads.
Oh, what? I just paused the ad. What was I doing?
Is the movie back? No. Fuck.
No, like, I paused the ad.
Oh! Jesus.
You really wanted to pay attention to it.
He did.
Well, it's playing 9 to 5. I like that song.
9 to 5.
Maybe Dolly Parton should have been in this movie. Dolly Parton.
Squarespace. Oh, movie's back.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back. 24-2.
I'll pause it for a few seconds. 24:10. This guy sounds like a sexual predator who should be in jail. I'm just saying.
He's speaking a lot of truth right now. You like women. You hate kids. You don't know martial arts. Why are you in this movie?
Well.
Well, I get the feeling that this movie is based on this footballer's real life.
I don't know. And how come the
cocaine
teacher...
was out of the drug in the 80s.
Jesus, how come the teacher had talked to Bruce Lee? Why? This makes no sense.
These kids at the community center, I think 5 of them are mine.
Should I beat the shit out of them?
Maybe?
Only way for them to respect me.
I'm yeah. I don't understand this movie.
This set is just like some office building where they just put a few Japanese-looking lanterns and things and pretend it's a dojo.
Pretty much.
It's probably like the corner of a room.
Yeah.
And it's like, probably like at a busy, like, shop somewhere, like a dentist's office. Oh, we'll use this corner to shoot the movie.
Well, we got a training montage!
Oh, my God.
We're gonna need a montage. Montage!
And it's so lame! This is what? How you move your hand.
Why is this dude training? Why is Blade Steel being trained by this guy? You literally have the ghost of Bruce Lee there!
Why is the blind guy looking at the guy's hands as he moves them?
He's using his, I got nothing.
I don't know what they call that position.
This is a weird point.
Well, why is he learning martial arts for in the first place?
He needs
to beat up kids!
Yes, exactly. I thought he was fighting drug dealers. Yeah.
What is this?
I'm trying to say Rocky here. He's got the same ugly sweats.
I bet the guy at Blade Steel probably thinking, this is a weird exercise. And like, exercise. Punching him in the gut.
Can I put my pants back on?
What is going on?
Oh.
It's the taken right
on the hip, man. It's all on the hip.
I can't.
What is this?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
This is a rib, right? This has got to be a rib.
It's bad.
I think the teacher's literally taking the piss out of it right now.
I don't understand.
This must be royalty-free music.
I just can't. I can't
and the teacher's probably charged him $1,000 for that lesson.
And 3 women.
He's got that football money. He's good.
Great news, kids. I'm going to adopt all of you, finally. You're all going to have my last name.
At least 50% of you are technically mine, so why not take all of you?
I don't know which ones are which, so law of averages, that's why I'm taking everybody.
It's like I like how he's like, kids, I'm going to teach you all how to be a lesson. He thinks he's already a master. Who is he, Luke Skywalker?
Oh, great, the master's here now.
For the golf club, for some reason?
Couldn't afford a
Master Chosen Juan.
Is this the plot for next season of Cobra Kai?
Yes. Yes. It's like, meet Master Chosen Juan.
See what it was doing there, Marcy? You see Chosen Juan?
I get it. I just can't.
If he's the Chosen
Juan... Not even half an hour!
Is he Neo from The Matrix?
Oh, we only had only 28 minutes in.
The marathon, not a sprint, Marcy.
Yeah.
God, I can't. I can't even.
All right, hold still, kid. You, I'm going to beat you with this golf stick.
I wish that was the movie. Fuck no.
He legit almost kicked that kid in the face. And that kid was terrified.
I'm sure there's previous takes where he did get kicked in the face.
They should have used that one.
Never. Okay, kids, YMCA.
That was the day they realized they had to get these kids to sign releases.
Oh, my God.
And this is how the Foot Clan started.
That is true.
Man, I had way more kids than I thought.
He's wondering right now how many women he slept with.
I really am a...
The East Indian kid's like, even me?
Really,
yeah, even you.
So, did these kids learn
anything? I watched the last two Karate Kid movies recently, and it's like this is trying to be a discount Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah.
This wants to be the Karate Kid mixed with No Retreat, No Surrender, mixed with Kindergarten Cop. And it's not working.
But none of the good points of any of them.
No.
There's a reason why this movie went straight to VO at the time.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take Karate Kid, and we're gonna combine it with Kindergarten Cop and some other bullshit. And we'll just pat it up for 90 minutes, and then we'll put Bruce Lee in the movie.
Yep.
I've been up for a week.
Oh my
See,
god.
Blake Steele's martial arts skills aren't that impressive. I can do that.
He looks like an
idiot.
And I've
only had one karate lesson in my life.
He looks like an idiot, and I can't Wait. Even.
Hey, Holmes, get over here.
His little car.
In that car.
I like how the monster is just hanging around around the oval, no apparent reason.
Oh, the cops are there 6 seconds later.
Should you be chasing that car? No, they're... Yeah, go after them.
This movie is missing out on so many blind jokes they could be doing.
Yes. Maybe this movie was progressive at the time. We don't want to make fun of blind people.
They really had no reason to have a blind character in there.
Exactly.
I think they just wanted to be inclusive, and it fails them miserably.
Now, what is this? What is this buzz? Is it indica? Is it sativa? Is it got some CBD in it?
I think we need to find this buzz, try it, and then find out if it's worth feeding the shit out of kids for.
Oh my god, these fucking transitions.
Oh. Hey, look, dizzy it's, now. It's discount Ray Liotta.
Half the talent, but twice the cocaine.
Yeah. And they're at DB Cooper's for some reason. That's their base of operations. Look at that guy's hair! I can't.
The only location they could
rent. Roberts in this movie. It seems like the type of movie.
It would be better if Roberts. It would have been so much better.
I guess he wasn't that desperate for money yet.
That is true.
This guy thinks he's fucking Tony Montana.
I know we're in LA, but I'm going to talk with a New York accent. What are you talking?
Hey, what are you going to do?
Hey, I hit you. Hey.
Hey, I'll give you a backhand.
A black guy.
Speaking foreign language.
Are you fucking kidding me? A blind guy? I should be in this movie.
Well, we are all better actors.
We should make a sequel to this movie.
What Patreon tier is there?
Production value.
If we get more Patreons on Patreon, we'll make a sequel to this movie.
I mean, we only need like $5 tops.
Yes, exactly.
I'll play the ghost of Bruce Lee. Obviously.
We'll do it on a Zoom call.
I think Batch needs to play this guy.
I can totally play this guy, okay? Karen!
Mark can play Blade Steel, and I'll play all the kids.
I can talk like a kid. Hi,
oh,
Daddy.
Ad. I got an ad.
Oh, fuck, ad. 3427.
3425. New rule to the 2B Tuesday drinking game.
I'm back.
If there's more than 4 seconds between one of us, drink.
Alright, we're at 3430. And he's 4 inches next to our ass.
He just broke the fourth wall.
I love being a football player.
Just then, but then it's like he did it.
So this movie just says you can fuck whoever you want, just don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad.
Yeah, that was the worst thing you could do.
Oh wait, boo!
If you do drugs, you are bad. Okay.
We're pro drugs.
Pro drugs.
That means you are bad, Batch.
I am the bad Batch.
Yeah.
Wait till that gets on Tubi. That's a pick.
Yes. I haven't seen it, but yes.
Ugh. I love trains.
Ew. Shut up, Becky!
Shut the fuck up, Becky. We'll hang later.
So, what happened to Bruce Lee? He's now banished from... And he's supposed to be there helping Blade Steel?
Yeah, he said the other dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't in the budget. Wait, what? Where the fuck did they come from?
Wearing shirts that look like that.
He just did a chuckle from G.I. Joe.
He's got his best Hawaiian shirt. What is going on?
This is such a bad fight scene.
What was that?
There you go. Finally a blind joke. A blind joke.
Obviously fucked up doing the high five, but they.
Oh, another montage.
Yep.
What? Huh? Oh, okay, they're doing the wheelbarrow.
That was a decent super kick.
It's called the wheel.
Wow.
What the? Oh my god. Oh, this fucking movie.
I like Marcy, how we've already seen this movie before and you're already broken by it.
I'm still trying to think of the
I've forgotten how ridiculous this movie is.
Oh, this is just footage we've seen before. They're just reusing the same shots.
Doing those weird
sets. I think the master isn't really blind.
Freddy.
Master, you're punching me in the stomach again. Is this part of my training? Yeah, it is a part of your training. Maybe.
Yeah.
I was aiming for your crotch.
Now he's kicking his
stomach. And that's supposed to help him exercise because...
Back to the wheelbarrow.
Science!
This is a weird sex position.
Oh my god. The subtitle, light music.
If Barney the dinosaur showed up right now, I would not be surprised. Hi everybody.
Got any of that buzz?
We're gonna train this army to kill.
Oh my god.
These kids can't even kill.
They're not even close to this thing. Oh, that one Asian kid.
There you go. That kid's gonna tell.
Oh! Did that kid get him in the nuts?
Almost.
Oh, Jesus, dog.
Those kids are gonna beat the shit out of those Girl Scouts that are on their corner.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I need a drink. Sadly, not alcohol.
I swear these montages take up at least 60% of the movie.
Yeah, it's like Rocky IV, but not as good.
Yeah, exactly.
60% montage is 20% flashbacks to a scene that happened like 2 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Oh.
Isn't he already been trained enough?
No, he's got new outside kicks. Enough face kicks.
He's so tired he doesn't have time to bang anymore.
But he has time to beat up kids.
Yeah. Do you think like the school board's like, Mr. Steele, we know you, we hired you for PE, but we want you to do more than just teach these kids martial arts. The guy, you know, do some running exercises and whatnot. And who's this blind guy that's always hanging around?
And why do you just blind all those kids?
Yeah.
They are legit organizing an army.
Sorry, I'm back.
This isn't at the school anymore. This is on their compound.
Needed a drink. I need some Coca-Cola.
If Connie was in this movie, he'd be the star pupil.
If Connie was in this movie, it would have been 100 times better.
If Connie was in this movie, he would be teaching Blade Steel.
And he wouldn't be doing the wheelbarrow.
We need to make a Tubi Expendables team.
Yes.
So we got Connie's on it, Wolf Cop, that reporter chick from that Seagal sniper movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he's the only one that hit anything.
Yes.
And we'll chuck in the robot from And You Thought You...
Oh my god. Even though Batch was
the aliens from
the sexy alien. Linnea Quigley, she was in there.
The samurai ghost from Blood Yes. And Basket Case.
And Batch wasn't on the episode where we did the Forbidden
and
Dan.
Finally,
but Sid Haig. And
finally
seriously,
Sid Haig from
as the Voodoo Games. Doctor. I wish I was watching that movie instead of this one.
Dare to keep kids.
Richard Nixon. Oh wait, that's what he meant.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They just filmed the scene in a random classroom.
I feel like this is just a real thing that Dare did, and they just filmed it and put it in the movie.
Maybe.
I can't.
Hey, you guys remember back in the day? Drugs were the worst movie.
Hey, nothing worse than drugs.
Drugs are bad, nothing. Okay?
You take drugs, you are bad.
You know where else you can hear about drugs? On Webtails, anywhere you can get your podcast. Every Tuesday.
That's right.
Oh my god.
This cop guy actually looks like a guy who did legit teach me kung fu for like a couple of years.
Oh jeez.
Wait, you know kung fu? I did not know that.
A little bit, not much.
So that means you're a black belt.
Blade Steel.
If these movies have taught us anything, it's all you need is like 2 weeks most, and then you're a master.
I mean, I've never learnt any martial arts in my life, but I probably know more than anyone in this movie. Just saying.
Most likely.
Yeah. Bede, I think you need
Mike
to dress up.
The shit out of everyone in this movie.
Bede, I want you to wear that outfit.
The street toss at the beginning. I don't think I can beat those kids.
I'm going to wear that outfit right after this podcast.
Yes.
I might have a problem with Ginger Cholo. He might get the best of me. He might be laughing too hard.
I couldn't take him seriously. Oh my god. I really want to kick Blade Steel in the head. What a dickhead character.
How many women has Blade Steel gone through in this movie? I would say at least 200.
Not enough.
It's quicker if it tells you the ones he didn't do.
Freaking swipe. Oh my god, this dude's outfit.
I think the only women he hasn't had sex with in this movie are the actual kids.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta talk about this guy's outfit.
What the fuck?
That outfit is amazing.
No, yeah. I take it back. Beanie, you have to wear that.
All he's missing is a...
I need to wear that outfit.
All he's missing is a Ribera jacket and a fanny pack.
Fuck! He needs a fanny pack.
The gimmicks in.
Oh my god.
And I will grow a goatee again, because there was a few years I used to have a goatee, so I will grow that back.
You have to wear that outfit, but add the fanny pack, or as we call them, bum bags.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Good will and find those pants.
What is this?
What?
Football ninjas.
What the?
Why are we watching that movie, Football Ninjas?
That would be so much better than this.
Yeah, Nick and teleport.
That could be the name of our Expendables-style Tubi movie.
Football Ninjas
versus Wolf Cop.
Oh my god, what the fuck? I can't even with this movie. Oh my god, it was in front of an audience. Fuck me, Ted, what are we watching?
So, now kids, that's...
I want the last 20 minutes of this movie to be like Endgame size fight scene between two random groups of kids just beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I want those martial arts kids at the school to beat the shit out of these football players.
Yes.
See, we're laughing.
Oh my god, what is the fuck? Why is there football ninjas?
This cop dude looks like Dominic Purcell.
I'm fucking Sergeant Andinoli. And I don't approve of your football ninja shenanigans.
Why does the boss has turned into Steven Seagal?
Are we sure it's Steven Seagal? Like, he's never there.
No.
Like Steven Seagal there.
He's been standing way too much in this movie to be Steven Seagal.
Oh man.
And plus also, like, they aren't like 40 pizza boxes all over the
place. That is true.
And he's probably been in this movie more than Steven Seagal has ever been in a movie. I'm loving the double denim.
I think we need to do another Steven Seagal movie so we can make the fun out.
Hey, it's my pick next, and I'm finding a good one.
There's a good one?
Tubi needs to be redeemed, goddammit.
I love how we just, this podcast just focuses on the shit, but there's a lot of really good movies on Tubi that we will never watch on the show.
That is so true.
Exactly. Well, to be fair...
To be fair...
it seems like our most popular... We watch the really shitty movies.
Yeah, but I want to watch good shit.
How did he know there was a woman at the top of the stairs that he could fuck with?
I
don't think he's really blind. I think he's an idiot.
Yeah, he is. He's doing to get chicks.
I don't know.
Not stereotypical at all.
Yeah, why are we at an Asian karaoke?
Oh, he knows how to play piano now? The teacher?
I don't know.
They're probably laughing. It's like, man, we're in this shitty movie.
Damn it,
is just clearly somebody else.
Sorry, did they take Ricky O off Tubi?
I know it's on US Tubi, but not Canadian Tubi. Oh, look at the guy. He's just like, the henchman is like standing.
Bro. What are you doing here, bro?
No.
Oh, I love that dress.
But, yeah, that was the American Eagle shirt.
Yeah.
It's less about to go down here.
I would have changed. Yeah, I think, like you, Marcy, I need to change my Steel.
I'm changing my name to Blade Steel tomorrow.
Laser karaoke.
Why?
I think I'll take Hector Machete.
See, not only
I'm taking Ginger Trollo.
Yes! Yes!
Not only is Dwight Clark the lead ruining martial arts, he's also ruining the song as well.
Why is this scene in this movie?
It looks like he's the lead singer of a cover band for Huey Lewis in the News.
Yes! Are we sure it's not?
We do birthdays and bar mitzvahs on Sundays only.
Yes. Oh my god.
Don't worry, Blade. Your woman wasn't kidnapped. She just got left because she couldn't stand just singing.
She's getting choked out in the back.
Oh my god.
And he's still singing too. He's beating the shit out of him.
He's a karaoke ninja. Sorry, laser karaoke ninja.
No, Mark, it's wow. Karaoke karate, Mark.
Okay, either the stuff just kicked in or this movie got awesome.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
I think that's my new catchphrase for this podcast.
You know, for someone who's as big as this fat guy, he can actually, like, kick move pretty fast.
I do Tae Bo 3 days a week, bro.
Oh, okay, that's right.
He's got better moves than Blade Steel.
Well, that's true. He's probably a legit actual martial artist.
Yeah.
I'm just confused as to how this is happening. Why are they just singing?
Wait a minute. He wasn't singing there while he was punching. I call bullshit.
Why?
Oh. Singing as he's, I'm surprised, like, during this, out of all the songs he, while singing and beating the shit out of people, Kung Fu Fight. Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. What?
I like how the
crowd here is not befuddled by the fact that he's, like, beating the shit out of people.
No, they're just acting like this is totally normal.
Well, this happens every Tuesday at karaoke.
At laser karaoke.
That happens when I go to, like, martial arts karaoke, but that's about it.
So, the ghost of Bruce Lee was in this movie, right?
They moved on.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I was going to say, why does that guy look like his beard stubble was just sprayed on with spray paint?
Probably was.
Look at that 1994 cell phone.
Paul Heyman?
Paul Lee, dangerously.
Isn't that actually the same actor that played God, but with no mustache?
You might be right.
Probably.
Maybe.
It could be.
I don't know.
We'll find out in the closing credits.
Yeah, because we're so going to pay attention. Oh god, this movie is killing me.
I like how the actor played the detective face. It's like he's terrified that he's acting in a movie. It's like, holy shit, don't forget your line. Don't forget my line.
You can see he's acting because he's pointing with his pen. Look at I got to point with my pen and do my acting.
Oh, I got an ad coming in 7 seconds.
Alright.
Three, two, one. Ad time.
Pause.
Okay, and drink.
And drink we're up.
We're at 52:24 for our listeners.
I guess they like targeting me in Quebec. These ads.
I'm actually legit shocked. Last year I have not had ads yet.
Oh, I'm back.
Oh,
you're back?
Yep, back. I mean, normally it's me and Bede that have, like, 100 fucking ads for, like, Subway and Domino's when we're watching a Steven Seagal movie.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Why are they still doing training montages?
I don't know!
The kids today love training montages.
Let's have 50 billion of them.
Seriously, I like I said before, cut out all these montages and this will be 20 minutes long.
It'd be like 5 minutes long. And we'd be all happy. Much happier.
I mean, at least give me
Same shots! It's the same shots!
At least give us two more montages of him banging random women.
Hey, you know what? Killer Joe
what?
Is on Canadian Tubi. I think we should do that.
Yes.
I'm just saying. That movie's amazing.
But you know what's also on Tubi, Marcy? What we could be
The Guest
could be watching.
Is also on there.
We should be watching Evil Bong.
Oh, we should really do that. But The Guest is on there. I'm just saying, there's some good things on Canadian Tubi.
So your pick is next week, Marcy, and mine's the week after?
Yes.
Yes.
See,
okay, Mark, I will give you my pick. 2 weeks from now.
I'm very tempted to just say, let's watch Killer Joe. Because again, it's fucking amazing.
Yes.
I think we lost Mark.
We no, did. Right, we'll That's all right. We can't pause on the Tubi Tuesdays. We just keep it going.
No. We keep rolling.
Yeah.
We keep rolling.
We're professionals.
Exactly. Mark will be back.
The only way we ever do things is the cheap way and the shitty way.
Yes. There's no budget on the show. That's why it's a podcast about Tubi, a free streaming service.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's why we put up with ads.
Exactly.
All the time. But actually, I think when we watched this before, we didn't really get any ads. Maybe one.
Yeah, I think
time.
We only had one.
Hmm.
I've had instances where I've had watch a movie on just as it's finishing.
Yes, ads show up like right at the end. It's like, because this movie wasn't shitty enough. Here's about 50 ads.
Why, folks, kids, like all these notes have proved that you're all my children.
You're mine, and you're mine, and you're mine.
Because I fucked all your moms.
Hello, everybody.
He's back.
Hey, he's alive.
It turns out I didn't even plug my computer in.
Oh.
Oh, no.
The power died.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That's all right. I still got one,
so. Yep. We don't pause on this podcast.
Well, so he's finished his time as a teacher, and now the drug dealers are going to take over.
What is that guy wearing?
Wait.
Fuck me dead.
Okay, what? Who died? What's going on?
I think they really did raid Eric... I think they really raided Eric Roberts' wardrobe for this movie.
I love how we've never actually seen the drug.
We don't even know what the drug is. For all we know, it could be freaking, like, jerky.
Oh, yeah, there's the Football Ninjas.
Football Ninja.
It's the same shots of the kids again! They're repeating shots!
Wait, where's Ginger?
Where's Ginger at?
Where is he?
Hey! He's the most dangerous member of that fucking gang.
He is. Oh my
god. Gonna do my curls! Fuck leg day! I ain't doing no fucking leg day!
I love those sweaters they got on.
Oh my god. Amazing. And
look like Vince McMahon's them.
Oh my
they
god.
Must have shot
this that guy is so hairy!
Oh, yes, too!
That's like Ninja 3 hairy!
He's hairier than Robin Williams.
Oh my god.
Ah, I gotta break all this wood. I know this guy's acting as.
I hate this wood! And I hate this wood.
Wow.
I'm kind of realizing, because we've all grown up through the 90s, and now I'm just realizing fashion.
No, this is still like 80s fashion. Fucking hell.
That was 4 years too late.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile. They keep showing this apartment building transition.
I would be surprised if this is Dwight Clark's actual place.
Yeah, you got his, like, San Francisco 49ers helmet there in a case.
Yep. Ah, picture of all my kids.
All 107.
Oh, wait. The results of the test are back. I'm a dad of
I'm a dad of all the freaking kids in this movie. It's like, dude.
He's all like,
condoms, man.
Not playing child support, though. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Someone give old mate like a lifetime supply of condoms. You're an alcoholic.
That kid's the best actor of the whole movie.
That kid's the Connie of this movie.
I like this is showing flashbacks.
Fucking hell.
And it's black and white flashbacks.
Who taught these people how to make a movie?
They gotta switch it up a bit. They realize it's the same shot.
Let's put it in black and white. No one will notice. It's the same shot again.
So I'm trying to make it seem like him and these kids has such a great connection when I'm sure he doesn't know any of their names.
I was thinking the same thing. Oh my god, look at their hair.
I'll call you Connie and that's it. Your old name's Connie.
Oh my
God.
Why are those kids at the bar? They shouldn't be allowed
in. Yeah.
Why are those kids
in
the
bar? They're
trying to get some
head.
Oh, God. And they just, like, left us, like, oh, he's got kids.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Like,
God damn it.
Hey, man, now that you're sober, dude, I get to have all your women.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is up with that dude?
Hey, it's Vince Russo.
That's a hard hit.
Oh, he has caterpillars for eyebrows.
Those shoulder pads are humongous, this reporter.
Look at the caterpillars! Did these kids get bashed again?
Oh no, they shot up the school. No, they shot up the school.
Is it because they didn't buy enough drugs?
It may be.
Yes, exactly. This movie is socially relevant for the time.
There was a karate fight at the school with all the kids and we didn't see it?
Somehow the teacher got shot or something? I don't know.
Or a dog bite her? Like, what happened?
I don't know.
It was the drive.
I think she got stigmata. God was not happy.
I think Dwight, Blade Steel and the detective are like just finding it out who has the best jacket between the two of them.
It's clearly the Baywatch looking jacket.
This movie's about to become a buddy cop. His eyes are so buddy cop movie now.
He's like a stum mullet throughout this whole movie.
He's a cop. And he's a kindergarten teacher who knows kung fu.
Together, they're going to take down a drug ring.
And these are the crazy shit.
I can't even with
okay, this. Okay, Freddie Mercury, now see.
It's okay, I know you don't have to sing.
Oh, fuck this movie.
So now, Blade Steel is now training with... And where is the ghost of Bruce Lee?
Where's the blind dude?
Where'd the blind guy go? Mm. Did he die?
I have no idea.
He went back to his home planet. Because the people needed him.
Oh, no, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Okay, good.
He's back. He's Neo. He's back for the Matrix.
I was gonna say.
Well, he is Master Chosen One. So.
Oh, fuck off with that stupid name. Why?
Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
In double denim.
You look so sexy, Blade Steel. So now the movie's turning into a buddy cop film.
They got to go get the machete. They have to go get machete.
Hector Machete.
And it's not played by...
One week I'm just going to change my name to Blade Steel, and next week...
I fucking forgot his name. Who plays Machete? Yeah. What's his name? Why have I forgotten it?
Danny Trejo.
Thank you.
Danny Trejo.
It's me, Danny Trejo.
Isn't Danny Trejo in this movie?
Yeah, he should have been.
They pitched that past.
Oh, look at that cell phone. Good looks, dear. Hey, football ninjas.
Football ninjas.
See, I want that movie. With this
Rob one. Schneider in Football Ninjas.
I could see that. And this guy thinks he's fucking Razor Ramon? Jesus.
Hey, yo.
You kids want to sell some drugs? Hey, Anthony Edwards.
I was going to say, he looks like knockoff Chris Penn.
Yes.
Blade Steel, Chico, I'm going to cut you up.
Oh my god. This fight scene, fuck. This is terrible. I can't.
Wouldn't it be impractical to be like a ninja and wear all that football gear while being a ninja?
Just like a video game where you gotta fight, you know, light type enemies and heavy type enemies.
Yeah.
It's the same ones over and over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Double Dragon.
This entire section of the movie wants to be Streets of Rage, but it just becomes.
Why are his pants so dirty? That guy looks.
He's
like
got an impressive collection of Zubas.
Hey, dude, I'm going to kick you in the face because you wore that duck.
He literally didn't need karate training just to punch a dude in the face and put a box on his head. Oh, slow motion. All the slow motion. Wow.
Through the boxes.
Right. Oh, my God, he's using the kids as weapons.
Hide behind the kids.
Here we go, slow motion.
Into the boxes.
Alright. She had a pretty good Morales kick there.
He missed the guy by 3 meters.
A dude legit.
Slow motion.
I think a dude legit went flying.
What is going on?
I know those empty boxes will definitely hurt him.
What is with this
so convenient that
shadow puppetry?
It's so convenient that the hideout was at the empty box warehouse.
At the empty box factory.
Is this the same box factory as the one from The Simpsons?
What the fuck? What?
That'd be amazing.
What? What the
fuck? Oh, shit.
What the...
No. That football ninja just came and then disappeared.
Just like men
in
the bedroom.
Hey-o.
Sorry, I'm terrible.
These guys failed as both football players and...
What is that? That also master,
Blind Master guy just passed a QTE event, evidently.
Yeah. Like, I don't get why these guys can teleport, but they once they appear, they don't do anything. They just stand there.
Mm-hmm. Are they at the circus? I'm confused. Did they make their outfits?
The circus is next to the empty box factory.
Did they make their costumes out of these parachutes?
It's the second part of the level.
What the?
Dude, why are you kicking? There's no
what
idea.
Are you doing? Who's moving that?
I don't know.
What am I watching?
You guys just doing karate for no reason?
Yeah.
It's the samurai who goes from that other movie.
Oh my god. Oh wait, he was in there.
Surprise!
Surprise, motherfucker!
Wee!
Fucking slow motion every time!
It's gonna show how cool he looks.
Oh look, there's an IBM! Oh Jesus Christ.
That wasn't even real slow motion. That was like
beep like it wasn't out. Like, oh my god, look at this guy's fucking camouflage skills. Oh my god.
Oh, these guys are dumb.
He's blind. How can he see that?
Maybe he can hear him or smell him. I don't know.
I'm convinced he's not blind at all.
He's just an asshole.
Yep. Oh my god. That is not slow motion! It's just like... They're pretending to do it in slow motion. I can't. I can't.
They should do a remake of this movie. They should do a remake of this movie and cast Scott Adkins in it.
Zuba's guy's gonna meet his buddies at Buffalo Wild Wing in like 20 minutes, so he's gonna hurry up with this fight.
Oh, but now we're like in super fast motion. And slow motion again. Oh my god.
This thing would be better if the actual kids came out and beat the shit out of everyone.
How did his face suddenly get dirty?
Oh, come on, those are just drawn-on bruises.
Why do I get a feeling a third of the budget of this movie went to sunglasses?
And boxes. Oh my god.
I think most of the movie should have gone to, like... I think most of the movie's budget should have just gone to, like, waxing the henchman's, like, hairy back.
I can't deal with this at all. Oh, he's dead.
No!
Oh. Boss fight.
Jesus.
I'm gonna kill you, what are you talking about?
Oh my god.
See what this karate bullshit.
No, it's taking the jacket off. Serious shit.
Well, he's serious now. The jacket is off.
It is off. Oh, wait, he's not dead. He was playing.
I'm loving this music.
Oh my god, amazing. Oh, it's taking his belt off!
Oh, he's taking off his belt! He means business.
It's a strap match.
Oh, this is
my God!
It's two against one.
Oh, ultra
slow damn match. My boxes.
That's it. He's dead.
And no one was arrested.
Once you go through the boxes, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. You're dead.
And from then on in, the kids were no longer on drugs.
Huh? What is going
on? See, kids, to solve all your problems, you just gotta kill the drug dealers.
Exactly.
Isn't that the who? Wait, who is this?
Oh, this is the new guy.
The new teacher.
Is he the new Zed teacher? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing my best job. Joe Pesci impression. Fuck off.
And I'm not teaching any of you bullshit kids karate.
Yeah.
Daddy's
quit busting
back.
My balls, okay?
Now that is the fancy Dan jacket.
Yes. Whoa. Look at
Look at that jacket.
Yeah. Fancy Dan would sell that.
Yep.
The ultimate ending of this movie is like Blade get out of all these kids.
Blade retired from football. After breaking Dwight Clark's old record.
That's him! That's Dwight Clark himself!
I know!
Linda Thompson dated Blade for 6 months. However, things did not work out. Today she children home. Although, one introduction, I missed all the rest of it.
Be subscribed to her OnlyFans.
Oh, Bruce Lee was in this movie, wasn't he?
He became an angel, people.
But you still
do all that miracle like work.
Hector Machete only served 1 year.
A hard copy for millions. Yes, I really needed to know what happened to all these characters after this.
Why do we need the...
How is that relevant to anything?
Why do we need to know all this?
Yes.
Wow, the guy...
Stone was the best character in this movie.
Yeah, and now he sings with a rap band, and they're called Body Slam.
I want to hug you till you explode.
We're getting his sight back. Conveniently.
And he calls a store for blinds called the Blind Guy. Becky, who we saw for five seconds, became a lawyer.
And now makes millions of dollars. Remember, people.
The end for now.
The end.
I want one of those for every single woman he slept with in this movie.
Yes, they should have done that.
And each of the kids.
Yes.
Now we have the outtake.
This film is for now. The Dare Officers Across the Great Nation. Outtakes. This movie is an outtake.
Where's my little kid karate war? I feel robbed.
It never happened. And, yeah, we should feel robbed. That was not good.
The kids at least should have beat up the frigging football ninjas.
Yeah, right? The kids should have done anything.
I would not... I wouldn't be surprised if Dwight Clark pretty much... They had to do, like, 50 takes of him because he stuffed up every line.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Ah, okay. There's a lot of Clarks in the kids section, so some of these
are actually his dude.
They might actually be. This is the first time on Tubi we're watching the credits.
Yeah, because they probably thought Tubi's like, we want you to watch these outtakes. We don't want you to go straight to the next movie. Turf ninjas.
Machetes, kids, and thugs.
Give it a rest, Becky.
Give it a rest, Becky.
Brandon Lee? What?
I can't with this movie. How are all these people in this movie?
I
thought
my best Joel Pesci impression.
All these people were in this
movie. They probably all did it for the cocaine.
He's not even Joe Piscopo.
Girls.
Intense music! And
the next movie that's coming up is Convoy.
And that is the end of our movie for Tubi Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I can't even right now.
That was special. Still not sure what happened.
I have no idea what we just watched. I don't know. I don't know.
But,
I really
but,
don't.
Yes, that's the end of this first ever, well, this edition plus our first edition, our Patreon picks episode of Tubi Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, Mark, how was your experience going through your second time watching something from Tubi, especially this movie?
It was much better. It was actually semi-coherent.
That movie was coherent.
Things is bad. Things is really bad. Don't do it, kids.
Well,
but yeah, this movie was also bad.
Friends don't let friends watch Kindergarten Ninja.
No.
But drugs are okay.
And what about you, yeah. Batch? How was your first experience with Kindergarten Ninja?
You sons of bitches are going to pay.
I think it's very obvious with Marcy and I.
I got heat with the pole.
We suffered. Marcy and I once again suffered for our art.
Yeah. You know how I said I have all up watched like 9 hours? I've waited 9 hours of my life having watched The Langoliers 3 times. I've now wasted 3 hours of my life, or just a little bit under, of watching Kindergarten Ninja twice.
Indeed.
Let's hope we never have to do it again.
Exactly.
It'll happen. I'm sure Beat will make us watch it again.
We'll just put it back on the poll again.
No!
Always remember, what you inflict on me gets reflected on you twice as bad.
Alright.
Yes.
Beed, where can people find you on the internet this week?
If people want to find me, they can find me at twitter.com/beedjamine or my Facebook writers page at facebook.com/terribleaussie, and also go to supermarcy.com and you can find all my writings there, both reviews and columns. They're all there. You can all give them a read. And that's pretty much it for me. Mark, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can look for Batch and I's show, Web Tales. It's on every good podcast provider out there. So if you want to listen to us joke around some old issues of Spider-Man, that's your place to go.
And be sure to listen in the upcoming weeks, the other part of this crossover, so Marcy and Mead will be on Web Tales.
Cannot wait.
Yes.
So excited. Woohoo!
Definitely.
It'll be fun.
And, Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Every week on Web Tales, every Tuesday. It's my only other job online. But no, you can find me at Multiverse5, that's Multiverse5, on Instagram and on the Twitter.
The Twitters. And for the rest of us, or for me, and in general, we are at supermarcy.com. You can find me at Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. You can find our Twitter page. I always forget what it is. Jesus Christ, why am I not prepared? Our Twitter is twitter.com/sm_thesupernetwork. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/supernetwork. You can look up the Super Network group on Facebook. You can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork. Is there anything else I'm forgetting? Our email is thesupernetworksm@gmail.com, so you can send Bead hate mail. You can find us on YouTube at the Super Network YouTube channel. And you can find us at least 10 or 20, I don't know, different podcast services such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Deezer, everything. We are there. And you can obviously find us specifically under 2B Tuesdays. And I think that's it.
Indeed. Yeah, and we'll be back for our next episode of 2B Tuesdays very soon, in which it will be your pick, Marcy.
Yes, I'm still debating if I want it to be something semi-good or just really torture all of us. I haven't decided yet.
There is no such thing as good on this podcast.
No, I can't do that, can I?
No. That's a different podcast.
Yeah.
We suffer for our art here.
We suffer as bad as we can. So I'm going to find something truly disgusting for us to watch.
And that's saying something.
Yeah, I'm going to find one. I'm going to look for a stoner or weed type movie. I think it just has to happen.
Yes.
Hey, now you're talking!
Yeah.
Or an Aussie movie. We have talked about we need to do...
We need to do what? Can't hear you.
An Aussie movie. Because we've done so many Canadian movies that we haven't...
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to see an Aussie exploitation movie.
Yes.
Yeah, what would that be?
I don't know. We'll have to look on Tubi to find it.
I'll look up Australia.
Do they have that Cheech Marin movie, Shrimp on the Barbie?
Oh my god, yes. I have no idea what it is. I have never heard of it, but we think we need to watch that.
I think it should be your next pick, Marcy.
Yes, it's on there. Yes, that is totally going to be my pick. We are done watching Cheech Marin in Shrimp on the Barbie.
Directed by Alan Smithy.
And with that, folks, we are done. Thank you for putting up with us again. Thank you, Mark, for special guesting with us. Please come back soon. Thank you, Badge.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bead. Thank you, Freddie, for being a weird dog during the podcast. And I don't know what else to say, so catch you later, everybody.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.